Hi, everybody. It's Donna Fox live here on bbsradio.com. Today is December. December 27th, 2015. Gosh, this is the last show I'll be doing on the air in 2015, because the next time I'm on the air, it'll be 2016. And it's interesting. I wasn't going to actually do the show tonight because I wasn't really feeling 100%. But I tell you, I opened the records, and it seemed very important for me to do the show tonight. There might be somebody who calls in that needs an answer. I certainly hope that's the case. But whoever's out there listening, I appreciate you. And if you've never listened to Akashic Wisdom before, I hope you enjoy what you're hearing. I hope it brings some insight to you. For those people who are not familiar with the Akashic Records, they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. My name is Donna Fox. I am an Akashic Records teacher as well as consultant. And so what I do is I open up your personal Akashic Records during a consultation, and after that, you ask your first question, and all I need is your current legal name. Now, if you're calling in, you don't have to give me your first and last name for your privacy. I would need your first name and the state, and if you would be so kind, the city that you're living in, or the closest major city, that would help. And then you ask your first question, and we're off to the races. When I do an actual consultation where I open someone's personal Akashic Records, typically it's an hour, 50 minutes to an hour time frame, and the consultations are based 100% on your questions. Now, this is not about futures, not even necessarily past lives, although you have to understand that the Akashic Records, as I think I mentioned, or if you're looking at my information on the bbsradio.com website on Station 2, you would see that the records themselves are energetic recordings, and they hold all the information since the beginning of time. So you have to understand that everything is vibrational, everything has a frequency, and so our thoughts, our words, our deeds, they all vibrate. And that vibration then gets transmitted to this area called the Akashic Records, where all the vibrations and frequencies live, if you will. I mean, this is a really simplistic way of explaining it, but I personally like simple and profound. That's one of the reasons I got into the records, is because it was a simple process to open the records. By the way, I opened the records with a specific sacred prayer, and it was profound. So my experience in first working with the Akashic Records it's over 20 years ago, was so simple, and yet it was so profound that I knew right away that I had found my calling. And one of the things I want to share with all of you who are listening, or if you're listening on the archives, okay, I'm extending a special for the month of January. It's a New Year's special. You would get a full session, either between 50 and 60 minutes, full session for half price. So that would mean that you would be paying $72 for half price. And you can pay via PayPal, you can send me a check, but your first way of connecting me would be through an email, where you would just go ahead and email me and say that you're interested in working or having a consultation. I'll send you some information. We can even do the consultation via Skype if that's good for you. But especially for those people who have been wanting to get a consultation, they want to understand what their purpose is, they want to understand not what their next steps are so much as what their soul wants them to know, if you will. And the records will really never tell us what to do like hard line what to do, but they'll give us all the information we need in order to make the appropriate decisions, because there are so many possibilities and probabilities in the records. There are some people who hold the belief that our fates are set and that we are here on the planet to, you know, we have one purpose and that's the only thing we can do. That's not what I have learned from the records. We have many choices. We have many probabilities and possibilities. Yes, there is a theme to our lives that if we look closely, we can see some patterns. But it's really all about enjoying and learning how to be human in all at all levels and for all time frames. So some people are on the planet very short time. Some stay a lot longer. And then the rest of us are in between. But it has to do with free will choice. It has to do with learning about the inner workings of the soul and the personality. Because, again, there's different vibrations there. And many times the personality, which if you want can represent the ego, has a different idea of what that vibration, if you will want to bring about, whereas the soul has a totally different idea of what the soul came into, I don't want to say learn, but experience. So the agendas sometimes clash, and I'm sure you can actually identify with that. How many times is there so many times where you feel like you should do one thing and your head is telling you something else? A perfect example is tonight, the show. There's a large part of me that was saying, no, you're not up to this. You know, can you really talk for an hour tonight if no one calls in? Well, I got to tell you, folks, I don't know. If I don't make it for the full hour, then we'll just catch up next time. But so there was part of me that was ready to just call in and have Doug put on, Doug is my producer, by the way, a pre-recorded show that I've done before. I mean, after all, I've been on with BBS Radio for probably about 6-7 years here, so there's plenty of shows to pick from. But there was a part of me that wanted to do the show tonight, felt compelled to do the show tonight. So I'm following my beingness, if you will, by being with you tonight. So if, in fact, you're out there and you're saying, I have some questions about what direction I want to go into, I have some questions about why certain things have happened in my life, I have some questions about clarity of where I'm at right now, then please call in. Let's talk. The telephone number is 888-429-5471 to call in on Station 2 here at bbsradio.com and talk to me personally. Again, my name is Donna Fox, Akashic Records teacher and consultant. And I'm with an organization that certifies teachers, and that also we teach classes. I live in Ohio, so I teach all over northeastern Ohio. I travel as far as San Diego, Minnesota. I basically all go where people call and have an interest in taking the class or hearing a lecture. I like to say I have prayer will travel, so I'd love to come and meet you. Akashic Records Consultants International is the name of the organization that I'm one of the partners with. We are, and we actually have a website. I think it's learnakashicrecords.org. But if you Google Akashic Records Consultants International, you'll get the right website. We actually just put a video up on our site, so you'll get a chance to see who I am, because on the website for BBS Radio, I'm a blonde, and in the video, you'll see I'm back to my natural red hair. Well, kind of red hair. Well, kind of natural. Anyway. So tonight, I want to talk about our authentic selves. That's what the message is from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. So, again, if you've never listened before, what I do is chat a little bit in the beginning and give a little history and definitions, and then there's a message that comes forward from the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones for you. And if you were sitting in front of me, you'd see that I'm in full personality, and I'm not in trance. So this work is not in trance. I'm not channeling. But the information comes to me because I open the records before the program. And so that's why when you call in, your vibration will align with the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones, and they will give me the information that you need to hear tonight. So we are going to talk about authentic selves. We're going to talk about authentic selves and integrity of self and creating a plan for yourself for the new year, a plan that will assist you in being proud of yourself and admiring yourself. So it's really about understanding not only who you are. We have a problem with that. We all have, you know, many times humans, well, let's put it this way. Many humans have a hard time working or understanding their purpose. And that's not a criticism. It's just that we want to be so defined that when we don't understand what our purpose is or what our passion is, we become really kind of upset. And there's lots of people that I talk to that have a challenge in saying, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know even what my passion is. I like a lot of different things, but I don't know which one I should pursue. So if that's something that is bothering you or that's something you can identify with, I hope you call in today and let's talk about what's going on. And I would be happy to bring forth a message just for you. And what's interesting is when you call in, even though you think the message is just for you, there are other people out there in the audience, listening audience, whether it's live or an archive, that will identify with what you have to say. So please give a call at 888-429-5471, because I'd love to talk to you. So, again, we're going to talk about authentic selves. And many times what my listeners will do is they will actually kind of get their notepad out and start taking notes, because the information that comes forward can be very profound, and it can be fleeting. In other words, like even though I will bring it forth, if somebody tells me or asks me to repeat it, it sometimes can be most times it'll be difficult because my mind doesn't retain it, because it's not, I'm just giving the information from the Akashic Records. So do take notes and do call in with questions. The questions don't even have to be about you if you don't want them to be. They can be about the planet and what's going on in the world. Can be a lot, whatever you're curious about. So when we're talking about the Akashic Records and we're talking about the authenticity of ourselves, we have to touch on a few different things when it comes to being the authentic self. First of all, we've talked about this before. Part of being an authentic person or being your authentic self is telling yourself the truth. And sometimes that can be harder than others. For most people who have been on the journey and have figured out that their life has to do with their own personal free will choice, and it's their choices that have created the life they have right now, and that they have learned enough information not to consider themselves a victim, in as much as they're not blaming anyone else for their situations in this life. It's not their mom's fault or their dad's fault or their husband or ex-husband or a spouse or ex-spouse, whatever. It's the choices we have of where we're at right now have come from the choices we made. And there's a quote that says, your thoughts have brought you to where you are today, and your thoughts will take you where you will be tomorrow. And that is an important quote for you to remember. Your thoughts have brought you to where you are today, and your thoughts will take you to where you'll go tomorrow. Now, that is not a quote from the Akashic Records. That is a quote from a motivational speaker, and I apologize. The name is not coming to me because it was said by this person, but it's a generic quote and a message for all humans. So if we think about that and we take a look at our life circumstances, whatever they may be, the first thing that I'm receiving is that we have to move into gratitude immediately. Whether you're happy with where you're at, whether you're content with where you're at, whether you're frustrated with where you're at, whatever it is, we have to look at the situation itself as a blessing, and if it's a challenge, and the blessing of the challenge for us to learn more about not only being human, but learn more about accepting and loving ourselves where we are right now. It makes no difference what happened yesterday or the day before. It has nothing to do with what's going to happen tomorrow. It has to do with today, right this moment. And so, if you are going to be doing a personal inventory for the new year, for 2016, you have to be able to be totally and completely honest with yourself of the things that you love, the things that you like, the things that you would possibly like to change, things that you definitely want to change, and things that you don't like that you can't change. So, for example, if you don't like having blue eyes, the only way you're going to change them is put contacts in that are brown, for example. Or if you don't like what height you are, you're either going to try to make yourself taller, but it's almost impossible to make yourself shorter. So there are many things that we don't have that are of our physicality, obviously, that we can't change. And then there's the other things in our lives that have shown up specifically for us to understand how to effectively change. And so some of the questions you may want to ask is, am I living a life that I admire? Am I living a life that I admire? It's like, are you proud of yourself? The reason that's important is because that's another step in learning to love and accept yourself. The other piece is if you're not sure if you're living a life where, that you can feel that you can admire yourself on, you may want to ask the question, how can I live a life that I would admire? And you might want to then do your personal inventory as to the things that you admire about yourself and your life and the things that are not so great that you don't admire. That's where you're going to change. That's where you're going to attempt to take a different attitude. The only way that we can affect change in our life is to really look at the way we think about life itself. Because if you don't like the way you think about things, then it's very hard to change. Let me just explain that. If you don't like what you like, if you don't like things about your life, those are the things that you're going to want to change. And you're going to make the decision from a priority standpoint of which part is most important to adjust, to change, to reverse, if you will. So when you ask yourself the question, am I the person I admire? Am I a person that I would admire? If you can't answer a full and honest yes, take a look at where the parts are that you would say no to. Not from a critical point of view, but from an observational point of view of where you feel stuck. Or where you feel you would like to approach things differently. And if you would like to email me some questions, you certainly can do that. I will give you my email. It's info, I, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O, info at akashicwisdom.com. Info at akashicwisdom.com. Feel free to email me and with your questions, or remember, if you'd like to email me for more information to schedule a full session, Akashic Record consultation for half price for the month of January. Feel free to tell your friends, but I do track this, so please let me know how you heard about it. So you can say I heard it about at BBS Radio. Would be the best way to tell me, because that's where you're hearing about it now. Unless, of course, you're a Facebook friend. So, the idea here is there is to work on your inner being, work on your inner self, work on your environment, work on whatever it is that you want to shift. Might be working on relationships. And all you can do in a relationship is control yourself. You can't control the other person. So it's amazing what happens when you change you. When you shift, other people around you shift. And if they're not shifting, then it's up to you to decide if you want to be with them or not. So in looking at your own integrity, in looking at if you're living a life that you admire, or if you consider yourself a person that you would admire, it's really going to be important to take a look at what's most important to you. What are deal breakers when it comes to your environment or relationships or a position or a career? What ingredients have to be there in order for you to feel proud of yourself, in order for you to feel that you are living a life that you can admire, that you're proud of. Now, we're not using the word admire in an egotistical way, but there's a distinct difference between being proud of yourself and admiring yourself. Being proud of yourself, what they're telling me is it's about feeling good about what you've accomplished and feeling content. Admiring yourself means that you actually are your own inspiration. So what that means is is that you are not only happy and proud of what you've done, you know that you were inspired to do it, and you want to continue to inspire yourself to do other accomplishments that are going to help you feel to admire yourself. And again, this is not from an egotistical point of view. So if you'd like to talk about that, my telephone number is 888-429-5471, and you'll reach my producer, Doug, and he will tell me you're on the air, or you're on the phone, and I will put you on the air. And it's 9:25 here in Ohio. I just want to also shout out some prayers to the folks all over the country and the different parts of the country that have been experiencing storms and tornadoes. And if we would just take a moment to send light and love to those people. And healing. And this is also a time for us to continue or begin to send light and love on a daily basis to all those people, all of humanity that is suffering now. All people who are feeling trapped, all those people who are feeling the sadness and the fear of war on their land, we want to really reach out and send light and love to the children of war. For the children don't understand what's going on. They only learn from their parents. And when the parents don't know, there's just fear all around. So let us pray for the children, that they are taken care of, that they stay safe as possible. So on December 27th, we have an opportunity of an interesting week coming up where we can decide to give most to others and give most to ourselves in the form of love and compassion. If you have the dollars to support what you believe is been helpful in your life, please feel free to do that. Please feel free to donate to this program via PayPal. PayPal is just all you have to do with PayPal is if you have a PayPal account, send money to info@akashicwisdom.com. And please include your contact information so I can thank you properly. We do accept donations for this show because we do pay for the time. And one of the reasons I do that is because I really believe this is one of my services to humanity. And many times people will donate if they have found a particular show to be inspiring to them, or they had called in and they received a life-changing message, or they received information that really helped them in their lives. And so they easily just donate. So feel free in this time of giving to do that for Akashic Wisdom here on BBS Radio. I think there's even a PayPal button on my information. But beyond dollars, it's really about praying for each other. It's about praying for those who have families, and it's about praying for those people who are more alone during this holiday season. For those people alone, this can be a very, very hard time. It can be a very sad time. Many times people who are single and have no family, they just cocoon with the television set over the weekends or over the time. But there's always a bit of sadness when the Christmas carols come on, because we've grown up with them, you know. So it's sometimes harder than to be alone on Christmas. And New Year's is a tough one. For some people, they must have a date for New Year's. I'm not a big person on having a date for New Year's. That's okay. I will be with my grandchildren. However, if you know someone that would like to be on the show, please contact me. Email me. Of course, you would probably email the station in case there's other guests, other hosts that would like to have your guest on. But do contact me. But it's 9:30 now. I feel complete with my message about you being your authentic self, about creating a life and creating, and if you need help in creating a plan of how to create a life that you can feel that you would admire. Now, this is not about other people admiring you, by the way. This is all about how you feel about you. It's about you admiring yourself, being proud of yourself, feeling good about yourself, so that when you move through this world, you inspire others by your attitude. It's not even about whatever you've accomplished. It's got nothing to do with you know, running the fastest marathon or being a movie star. It has to do with you living your life in a way that if you saw somebody else living a life like you, you would admire them. And the reason that's important is because it helps you feel good about you. And when you feel good about you, you attract more love, and you're able to give more love and compassion, etc. If you have any questions after the show is over, feel free to email me. My email was down for a while, so if you emailed me and I didn't answer your question, feel free to email me again. But for now, we're going to go ahead and close the show. I wanted to touch who I needed to touch, and I think that's been done. I wish you all a very merry, 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 merry year, a new year, a happy new year. A time of joyous reflection, a time of not only reflection, but introspection, a time for you to symbolically take you in your own arms, give yourself a beautiful hug, and really realize how precious you are, how important you are to the planet and your families. There's no one else like you. You are so unique and beautiful. So I want to close the records now by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, I close the Akashic Records for this show on December 27th, 2015, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed, if you'll join me in saying amen. God bless you, everyone. I look forward to meeting you on the telephone when we do our telephone consultations or Skype consultations. Remember, it's half price for the month of January. Thank you again for listening. Blessings to you all. Good night.